Hello to anyone who came to listen to this. I will build up your knowledge in order for you to understand the science behind time curvature and black holes. We've all heard of the theory of relativity, E equals mc squared, E being the energy, the variable we're trying to find, M the mass of the object, which has the amount of energy that we're trying to calculate, and C the speed of light. And we've also heard of Einstein, who discovered it. According to that theory, we would need more energy to increase the speed of a rocket to the speed of light than we have in the known universe. Now, special relativity is only valid in zero gravity, otherwise equivalent to the theory of relativity. But how does a black hole form? A star dies, its core collapses, forms a supernova, spreading the parts of the star into space, and out of the core of the supernova, a black hole forms. What you should know before we enter the right side of this poster is that black holes are stars frozen in the moment of their death and have a mass distribution denser than the Schwarzschild radius, meaning nothing can escape a black hole, not even light, because the velocity needed is higher than the speed of light. Space-time is more build-up for the point of this presentation, but it's a four-dimensional coordinate system made up of three dimensions of space and made to us really difficult to understand the dimension of time. Closely related is space curvature. This means that an object with high mass has three dimensions, height, width, and depth. Now we're getting closer to the actual topic, time curvature. It also is affected by the mass and due to just that the change caused alters time flow, speeding it up or slowing it down. Due to the enormous mass of a black hole, space and time are both significantly curved, giving a black hole very strong gravity, but also making it seem like time flows slower looking at it from the outside. But as you cross the border, called the event horizon, the opposite appears to be the case. From the inside, it seems that you can see the future, like millennials pass in seconds, because time flows faster. But even if we were to travel to a black hole, the astronaut going there first would be pulled feet or head first into the black hole, ending up in a spaghetti-like form, due to the strong gravity. So in theory, we could see the future, but in reality, we wouldn't even make it to the inside of a black hole alive. So let's say we found a way to do that. We still couldn't get the information back, because we don't have the energy necessary to speed something up to speed higher than the speed of light.